There's a contentious mood in America and the church today. Add to that the predicted perilous times, and we have a recipe for trouble.
There's so much that's been depleted, not only again in our military readiness, but look at the inability of our leaders that we've elected. They can't seem to agree on anything. The church in America is at an all-time low, consuming itself in various ways and departing from orthodox biblical Christianity.
This is Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Jan meets today with the pastor of California's Chino Hills Calvary Church, Jack Hibbs, to discuss a variety of themes, including the controversy surrounding what may or may not happen in the skies on September 23rd. A bit later, Jan and Jack will be joined by Billy Crone from Las Vegas. Pastor Crone will tell how he's being affected by those who believe September 23rd will significantly fulfill Bible prophecy. It's all coming up this hour with Jan Markell and co-host Eric Barger. Thank you for joining us.
Chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away.
And welcome to the program. And that was just a little tease to let you know that we're going to be talking about some of these perilous times for this hour. And my very special guest is going to be Pastor Jack Hibbs. But before I bring Jack on, and Eric Barger's in studio with me, let me just say a couple of words here. Because we've got the media simply majoring in minors. Many people don't know what's really going on in this world. Iran is moving more and more into the Mideast. They're gaining a foothold in Syria. Hezbollah is gaining control of Lebanon. This is a setup for a nightmare scenario in the region. Hamas is always threatening to wipe out Israel, yet the media wants to talk about Russian collusion and should civil war monuments be taken down, and their loathing of President Donald Trump, and they won't focus on some of the really action spots in the world that are going on that are extremely serious. Well, we'll talk about that and some other things in the coming moments with Pastor Jack Hibbs and Eric Barger. And gentlemen, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you, Jan.
Jack, we haven't talked for a while. We've gotten hold of you out on the West Coast. You're pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. And give me your thoughts on what's going on. I mean, here, I'm quoting you here. You say America has never been more vulnerable than now. If you're an enemy of America, now is the time to act. And how true that is.
Well, I believe it is true for a lot of reasons. One of them is what we're watching on our TVs of late. America is being ripped apart from the inside. America is definitely divided. And on the outside, we see ourselves as a nation. Jan, we are at an all-time low in military preparedness. Yep. Just recently, for example, the United States Marine Corps had to ground all of their aircraft because of lack of parts. Jan, you and I remember that kind of stuff going on with Russia after 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's happening here. We see what's happening with the United States and the fact that there's so much that's been depleted, not only again in our military readiness, but look at the inability of our leaders that we've elected to communicate with one another, to get together to pass something. They can't seem to agree on anything. The church in America is at an all-time low, consuming itself in various ways and departing from orthodox biblical Christianity. Yeah, I said that, and I stand by it, that if you are North Korea, now would be the time to attack. If you're Iran, now would be the time to attack the Middle East, because America is being pulled apart from within and from without.
That's right.
And, you know, before she's got a chance to either experience revival or recovery, again, if you want to be America's enemy, now's the time to move.
You have said this, and in the weeks here going through August, we've seen the situation with North Korea. It goes up and down and up and down. And as we speak, things are a little bit better. I think Kim Jong, funny haircut guy, I think he really truly got scared by President Donald Trump, and he seems to have backed down. But you have said, I'm quoting you again, don't underestimate the Islamic connection to North Korea. The mullahs of Iran are using North Korea as an orchestrated puppet. Talk to me a little bit about what you mean by that.
Absolutely. Iran is using North Korea and has for over a decade, Jan, as Iran being the puppeteer and North Korea being the actual puppet. But listen, it's even broader than that. Yes, with technology, engineering, exchanging information, missile technology, both engineers from both countries are working simultaneously with each other. This is not top secret. Everybody knows this who has looked into this. But here's another string to this puppet show. Who controls Iran? Who has a military defense agreement with the nation of Iran? It's Russia. It seems to be the kingpin of the whole show is Russia. They pull the strings in Iran. Iran, in turn, pulls the strings with North Korea. What possibly would this triangle have in common? It would be to disable the United States as much as possible. Russia must get into the Middle East. Now, in some way, Russia is there with Syria and the debacle of that. But as long as Iran is controlling or heavily influencing the Middle East, that is actually Russian policy being implemented. People need to remember this. Iran's going to do what Russia says. But there's another element. The mullahs. I mentioned the mullahs in that quote that you said a moment ago. Let's remember, everybody, that Iran is being controlled by a religious hierarchy. These are the ones that are really calling the shots. And what is their agenda? Number one, it is to fulfill the eschatological view of Islam. Islam's prophetic teachings believe that they create a global catastrophe through war that will usher in the return of the Mahdi.
That's right, the Mahdi.
Their savior must come back, according to Islamic teaching, during a time that nears global destruction. That's how they bring him back. They create the problem.
They create the problem.
Exactly. And then the other thing is this, that Israel stands in the way. Israel has always been in the way since 1948. How can they advance the cause of Islam as long as Israel exists? That's why Islamic maps cannot allow Israel to be labeled on the map. It's an affront to Islam. So how are they going to destroy Israel? Well, they've learned that they can't destroy Israel unless America either has a change of policy or America is disabled to the point to not defend Israel. Mm-hmm. So that's where North Korea comes in as a useful idiot, if I could put it
that's
that way, to the people of Iran. Listen, North Korea is disposable to the Iranians. They're just useful right now. Let's get American hardware, American expense, American military, American attention looking to the deep Northwest Pacific Ocean while we're already spread thin, thinner than ever since World War II. And this would open the door for Iran to come against Israel. And I believe, you know, look, I'm not a prophet. And I don't pretend to be one. I wouldn't be surprised, Jan, if we don't see some sort of activity simultaneously with North Korea and the United States and Iran against Israel. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see something by Christmas, personally. I'm not prophesying, people. I'm not setting the date of war. I'm saying I won't be surprised if something happens.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Southern California, Pastor Jack Hibbs. In studio with me is Eric Barger. And I want to encourage you folks to get acquainted with Pastor Jack. And you can do that at reallifewithjackhibbs.com.
I want to throw China in and ask Jack where he thinks China fits with the whole thing, because I think they're a main player with the effects upon North Korea, at least they have been. Is China just becoming the, they don't want to say it, but they become a capitalist giant in the background with a few leaders that want to make a fortune? Is that all they're thinking about?
That's well put. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. They're anti-capitalist until they realize
how
much capitalism does for their country.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely true. And let's keep this in mind, everybody, that China being the massive nation that it is, let's remember something. When it comes to natural resources, North Korea holds some of the most precious metals that are needed for nuclear development, technology development. They also have the natural resources that are needed for computer or electronic technologies. And China needs that stuff. So China needs needs the ground of North Korea. China tolerates North Korea. And in many ways, North Korea is almost what the satellite nations were to the Soviet Union. Example, Czechoslovakia or Poland or those countries of the early Soviet era, that Eastern Bloc. North Korea is a useful, dispensable buffer to China. Also this, China could change North Korea's policies in a second, because over 90% of North Korea's economy is fueled by China. China could strangle them in a moment. Why don't they? Because China is watching how this plays out, because China needs the U.S., and then China also doesn't need the U.S. The U.S. is obviously an economic source for them, but if there's going to be a global change, then America's got to step away from the scene. This plays into China's global ambitions, which, Jan, you mentioned offline earlier. Could this marriage be part of the Kings of the East?
Right.
It could very well possibly be. But China right now, Eric, I'm glad you brought China up, because China's got incredible power over what's going on, which is why Trump keeps putting pressure on China. He understands that. And China has been very coy. They've played this very smart. They've been deliberately silent. And if they have gotten involved, it's been very well metered on their part.
I'm quoting you again here. You say some event could be kicked off by North Korea's stupidity and the Iranians would put them up to it. I opened the program saying that, you know, our media is majoring in minors and not talking about so much that's going on that is of significance, and particularly biblical significance,
right,
which is just a real tragedy. And that's why folks kind of tune in to ministries like ours, because we try to tell them what's going on a little bit behind the scenes. I don't know where all this is going. None of us know where it's going. We know that the Bible outlines a whole lot that's coming up ahead of us. And obviously, the Middle East is the primary playground for it all. Israel is the, you know, it's the center point of it all. I want to transition just a little bit here, Jack, because quite frankly, your assistant sent me a notice that you sent out very recently. And we're a month away from an event that a lot of people are talking about. As a matter of fact, it's almost the number one searched for item on Google. And that's this event in the heavenlies that is to happen on September the 23rd. Pastor Billy Crone and I talked about this way last spring and set off a bit of a firestorm. And I don't want to read this memo that you sent out, but let me just paraphrase it by saying you kind of asked your staff to not fall into the hype regarding the alignment of the stars, constellation of Virgo, etc. Let me just play a short clip here that sort of explains what we're talking about. It's Steve Ciocalanti explaining what this Revelation 12 is all about. And then Jack and Eric, I want to discuss it for a few minutes.
Revelation 12 says, "Now a great sign." Everyone say great sign. We might say, no sign has been called great in the Bible. This is called great sign, mega sign. We might say this is the greatest sign because no other celestial sign has been given more attention and more detail. We gloss over it. We read it very quickly. We're not going to do it today. Let me show you why it's very important, because the time may be very soon. Well, the time is definitely very soon for this to be fulfilled. "Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and on her head a garland of 12 stars." This does not refer to a woman floating through the sky. The simplest, most literal interpretation of this is the constellation Virgo, which will have the sun at her head, the moon at her feet, and 12 stars, 9 from the constellation Leo, and a conjunction of Mercury, Mars, and Venus on her head. That makes 12 stars on the 23rd of September 2017. Remember that date, 23rd of September 2017. Remember that date. 23rd to 24th. The date in the Hebrew calendar starts from nightfall of the 23rd to nightfall of the 24th. Their days start from night, goes to day. Our day goes from day, ends at night, right? Because when you're Gentile and you don't know God, you start in the light and you head to darkness. But when you're the people of God, you start in the darkness and you head towards the day.
Pastor Jack, the Bible talks about signs in the heavens, Genesis 1:14, and refers to them other places as well. And we've had a season of them. We've had the blood moons of a couple of years ago. We've had kind of eclipse mania, which took place here just about a week ago. We've got the September 23rd event. And A lot of people, Eric and I as well, we are skeptical, particularly about this September 23rd event. And I want to spend some time on it. Talk to me a little bit about why you are so hesitant about it.
Yeah, well, first of all, every conservative theologian that's worth reading does not interpret Revelation chapter 12 and the woman and the stars and all as this young man has just stated. It refers to the nation of Israel. It's a eschatological parenthetical insert. It's announcement of the nation Israel will bring forth the man-child, the Messiah. The Messiah came from Israel. The 12 stars representing the 12 tribes. This is long-time held conservative orthodox eschatology, Book of Revelation. Number two, it's Revelation chapter 12. It's very clear that this is during the tribulation period, Jan.
Right.
And this young man says it's going to happen soon. I do not believe we are in the tribulation period. Someone's going to say, well, it's getting really bad in the world. Hey, listen, we ain't seen nothing yet, but we're still not in the trib. Look, I have my reasons why I'm not going to be in the trib. But he's citing Revelation chapter 12. This is nowhere near us at this moment. I get from that clip that this guy is suggesting that this September 23rd is going to be the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 12. If I was not a Christian, I wouldn't open the Bible again. I'd say, you know what, that's nuts, especially on the 24th or the 25th of September when nothing happens. People are going to say, I've given up on the Bible.
And that's exactly what Pastor Crone and I talked about in May. And I want to tell you, the passion behind this from those who believe that something's going to happen on September 23rd. Again, it is one of the most sought out issues on Google. The people who believe this are absolutely passionate about it. Eric, you made an observation off air, which I thought was very helpful.
Well, a couple of them. Something I just heard him say in the clip was this is going to be the fulfillment of it.
Yep.
And there could have been 83 other fulfillments since the time of Christ, too, because this same alignment will take place for the 84th time since Christ came.
That's right.
Coming up here on September 23rd. So this is not unique unless you try to tie it to a Jewish feast that ends the day before. It's a lot of taking and cherry picking on Scripture. Revelation 12 verses 3 and 4 aren't talked about by these folks. And if you read that, and verse 6 in Revelation 12 talks about clearly the woman there in verse 6 is Israel. There's a lot of this that you just have to say, this is driven by people who have their eschatology out of order, and they don't believe Israel has a part to play.
Yeah,
exactly. And then, Eric, if we're going to take Revelation 12 and have it fulfilled on the 23rd, then look at verse 3 of Revelation 12. Another sign.
Exactly.
Another sign, which is interesting, everybody. The word in the Greek for another sign is one where it relates to the sign that's in verses 1 and 2. Another sign equal in significance. Equal in significance. Mm-hmm. That's the word another sign. That's what it means in the Greek. So another sign is going to appear. What is it? There's going to be a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. And when we begin to read this stuff, we've got to read the Bible in context.
Exactly.
And so people are going to be disillusioned. Jan, you mentioned how passionate some are about this. But what are they going to do when nothing happens?
Actually, let me respond to that when I get back here from the other side of my first break here. But I think I have an answer for that, Jack. And we're discussing a lot of issues today, folks, with Pastor Jack Hibbs. Eric Barger is in studio with me. Jack is a pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. Learn much more at Real Life with Jack Hibbs, reallifewithjackhibbs.com. Back in just a couple of minutes.
If you're tuning in to Understanding the Times Radio for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to this weekly digest of current events as seen through the lens of Scripture. To discover more of who we are, visit our website at olivetreeviews.org. You'll find an entire library of past radio programs. At olivetreeviews.org, you can sign up for our newsletter. Our website is a breath of fresh air to help you understand the times in which we live. Do you want your own audio copy of today's program? You can download one at our website or order yours by phoning 763-559-4444. Follow us on Facebook at Jan Markell's Olive Tree Ministries. For all other inquiries, write to us at Olive Tree Ministries, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. Jan and Eric return with Jack Hibbs right after this. We're now just weeks away from Understanding the Times 2017, Saturday, October 7, Eden Prairie, Minnesota, just outside of Minneapolis. There is no registration needed, and there is no conference fee to attend. Consider joining thousands from across America for this annual event of like-minded believers as we focus on current events and anticipate what the Bible calls our blessed hope. Speakers include Amir Sarfati.
Everything is different, and it's amazing because the world is on the brink of something big. And I'm not saying that. You watch your news, you read your newspapers, and you'll see it yourself.
Dr. Mark Hitchcock.
And God has also set forth for us some of the signs or the things we can look for as we approach the end times. And the Bible tells us that there are discernible signs of the times that are going to portend the Lord's coming.
Pastor J.D. Farag.
By the way, in chapters 1, 2, and 3, the word church is mentioned 19 times. And you don't find the word church mentioned again from chapter 4, verse 1 on through the rest of the book.
And Michelle Bachman.
We are in your face with jihad. We are in your face in that we are going to conquer you, and our values will prevail, Islamic values, not your values. That's what we need to understand. They are literally at war against the West.
Be sure to make hotel reservations soon as they fill up early. We're looking forward to meeting you Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Grace Church, Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Call us for more details, 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444, or just visit the conference page at our website, olivetreeviews.org. See you on October 7th. We live in unprecedented times, and we'll help you understand them.
On September 23rd, 2017, the sun, moon, and stars will align to fulfill a 2,000-year-old prophecy. I understand there's been many false predictions, false prophecies over the years. This is different. Bear with me and see.
On today's Understanding the Times, Jan Markell and Eric Barger are meeting with Jack Hibbs of California's Chino Hills Calvary Church. You can learn more about Pastor Hibbs when you visit his ministry online at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Please stay with us. There's more to come.
The God of the Bible is the only God in all of human history that can tell the future in advance. All other gods fail because they're man-made. They can't tell the future. Those are called false prophets, false teachers. It is the God of the Bible that speaks to us that we can trust Him because He declares the end from the beginning. That's Bible prophecy. He has written down history in advance. That's called the prophetic word of God. God is in control of what the future holds. We need not be worried and anxious about it, but we are commanded to know it. And God says here, remember. That would require you and I going to the word of God and reading it. A lot of us don't understand Bible prophecy. Number one, we choose to be scared by it. We've been told by pastors or teachers or friends, oh, don't read it, you can't know it. Well, then why would God give it? And why would God dedicate 27% of the Bible to Bible prophecy?
And welcome back. And we're spending the hour with Pastor Jack Hibbs. And we're talking about a number of issues. Eric Barger is in studio with me as my co-host today. Talking about a number of issues, but I happen to have been sent kind of a memo that Jack's assistant kind of tipped me off about, where he was alerting his staff at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California, to be careful about how some of the signs in the heavens are being a little bit abused right now. And Pastor Jack, I think the thing that the three of us are concerned about, yes, there are signs in the heavens, lots of them actually, and some of them are happening this summer. They've happened over the last 2-3 years. We've had the blood moons, etc. I think your concern is that these things really kick off in the tribulation, and they're really not applicable today. Would that be correct?
Yeah, exactly right. For example, the blood moon debate that went on, that's referred to in the book of Joel. Joel was commenting on the future age of Israel once having been brought back into the land. During the regathering of the nation Israel, God would pour out His Spirit and He'd pour out judgment. And we know the detail of that in the book of Revelation, the blood moon and the sun being darkened and not shining. That was laid out in Scripture. When someone says, well, this is going to happen, well, what verse, what chapter are you quoting this from? Well, it's right here. You can quote a verse from anywhere in the Bible, but what is the context? Where does this fall in the prophetic line, in the chronology? And this is what's key. So when somebody says, oh, look, you know, this is what's going on, and they pull something out of context, this is where people create even cults or false religions, taking things out of context.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous. It's dangerous. And Revelation chapter 12 regarding September 23rd is something that is recorded very clearly in Scripture. It's during the tribulation period. It's regarding the nation of Israel, and it's very specific. We're not there yet. The Antichrist is not here yet. The temple has not been rebuilt yet. The church hasn't been raptured yet. There's not a defined 10-nation confederacy of governing nations in the world yet. There's a lot of stuff that's got to happen before we ever get to Revelation chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3.
I was sitting with some folks, Jack, and I was asked a question about the September 23rd scenario, and I said, well, if it's true, then we're already in the tribulation, and none of us at this table better ever utter the words pre-trib again, because if we believe in the pre-trib rapture, we've been wrong about that, and a long time ago, by the way, like 3.5 years ago. You know, that's where this is at. The whole idea, too, I mean, God understands the constellations, there's no doubt about that. He put them in place.
Right.
But these folks have... I think to a certain extent, it's astronomy and astrology they mixed together to try to get here, to get where they are. It's a concern.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there will not be signs and wonders in the heavens. There's going to be. And they may escalate up in time, just events happening. But during the tribulation period, the Bible makes it very clear in Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel and the book of Revelation that these are going to be part of the judgments that God levies on the face of the earth. I'm curious. I wonder how some of our listeners might take something that I saw last Thursday. I stepped out of my office and I noticed three extremely fast-moving, high-altitude contrails streaking across the Southern California sky, going from north to south. I grabbed a few friends and I said, look up there at that altitude. Those are extremely fast flying objects. What in the world are those? And one guy said, well, they're laying down contrails. That means there's somehow propulsion, jets, whatever. And I said, well, if you look in the direction, that's Edwards Air Force Base in that direction. And you guys, they streaked across the sky, extremely high speed. I could have said that was a sign in the heavens. Mm. It was three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Sure.
And we're near the end. In fact, it's possible that I might have heard the everlasting gospel preached. The end could be near. Until a friend of mine who works for United Airlines told me that those were none other than three supersonic aircraft that were doing special runs over Edwards Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. There was an explanation to them. But see, I fed into it what I kind of wanted it to say. The only problem is I was completely out of context.
Well, and I think what these folks are saying, Jack and Eric, and again, I did programming on this last spring, and we were many months out from September 23rd. That's why revisiting today, I think, was a good idea. I revisited this topic previously, and the subject came out. It's come up in our discussion here as well. What are they going to say when nothing happens on September 23rd, which is likely going to be the case that nothing's going to happen? They have an answer for that. I'm not sure if it's going to be that's going to be the next year or their calculation was slightly off. But just like Harold Camping, they've got an answer for that. They got an answer for it.
Yeah, Jen, you can't do that.
You can't.
I mean, you just can't. Thank God, God doesn't do that. Remember when Jesus, I hope all of listeners know this, remember when Jesus came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, April 6th, 32 AD? He told them, if you had only known this your day, but you did not recognize it, and so now your peace is taken from you. That was 173,880 days from March 14th, 445 BC, when God gave, through Artaxerxes, the thumbs up to Nehemiah to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the streets and the walls, and would eventually lead to the rebuilding or the recovery of the temple. The book of Daniel tells us in chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, the exact chronology of that. And when Jesus showed up and he expected Israel to know the book of Daniel, and he held them accountable to know it. Those are great details. God works in details like that. And when you read Daniel chapter 12, you see numbers again regarding his second coming, and you can study that later. My point is, God doesn't speak in a revelatory way where it's foggy and misty and you can't figure out and only three people know what really happened. When he moves, you're going to know it. When he moves, you won't have to look at each other and say, could this be God or not? Well, it didn't turn out, so let's revamp our numbers. We'll come back next year. God doesn't roll that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that. that.
I agree. Well,
in the clip said that this would be the fulfillment of it, but yet at the end of a very long video that I watched of his online, he makes a statement. Now, I'm not a date setter. I'm not saying the rapture is going to take place that day. I mean, and it's tragic because it is the bystander who's going to get the fallout from this. The guy who is trying to convince his friends and loved ones that God is doing something, and then this kind of stuff is out there.
And Jan and Eric, you know what's going to happen? The very thing that the three of us are very, very disappointed in, that just gives other pastors who are on the fence of
right.
maybe teaching prophecy,
right.
oh, no way now.
Uh-uh. No way.
They're not going to touch it. And what happens? We wind up having flocks all across America that are ignorant regarding Bible prophecy when the
exactly.
Bible said, I would not have you be ignorant brethren of these things.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the principle that I think is unmovable, you don't set a date. No one knows the day or the hour. I'm not sure quite what they're doing with this, but...
Look, I think it's sensationalism, Jen, and then danger, and this is a warning to myself and to all of us. We need to remember that doctrine overrides everything we watch on our TV programs and the news line clips and the push notifications. Well, what I mean by that is we can get so desperate to report on Bible prophecy that we wind up seeing something and we try to make it fit into the headlines or the doctrines of the Bible when it may not.
Yeah.
It may not. We need to be very careful. It's okay to say, wow, you know what? We could have a war in North Korea, and I don't know how that plays out prophetically, but Jesus said in the last days there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. You're completely conservative with that observation. You're completely orthodox with that comment because you didn't set dates and you didn't say this is the fulfillment of.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Mark Kill. I have on the line from Southern California, Pastor Jack Hibbs. Jack has been at two of my Understanding the Times conferences. And Jack, I'm doing a Sunday night series on eschatology this summer. Every Sunday night, we've got about 500 in attendance or so. I showed your presentation on Days of Deception 2-3 Sunday nights ago, and they loved it. They really did, and had scenes there of the fellow who was dressed in a red tie and a red shirt.
Uh-huh.
And you asked, where's the pitchfork? Because he was really denouncing Israel in a terrible, terrible way. Let me just transition just for a couple of minutes here, because as we speak, we see, and by the way, I appreciate the candor with which we're discussing this issue on the forthcoming September 23rd, just a month away now. And I just want a heads up to my listening audience. You're going to hear from people that you care about who are going to tell you something really significant. Probably the rapture is supposed to happen on September 23rd. Again, it's the most often searched for topic on Google, the most visited topic on Google. That's saying a lot. So a lot of people have bought into it. Let me transition just a little bit here. America is in turmoil as we speak.
Yeah.
And we've got some racial issues going on. We've got a situation that, as I said, opening the program, the media is just insisting that the main thing they have to focus on right now is we've got to get all Civil War monuments taken down. And you and I were talking off air a little bit here that this goes back to America without God, and these are the consequences.
Right. Why not have racial explosions that we're having? Why not have domestic terrorism? Why not have rioting in our streets in L.A. or somewhere else? Why not? You say, Jack, you got to be kidding. Well, of course I'm kidding, but I'm being sarcastic, but I'm trying to make a point.
Mm.
We have taught our children from kindergarten.
Yes.
And now they're adults. They're not created in the image of God. There is no God. You are an evolutionary byproduct. You're no different than the monkey down at the zoo.
Mm.
So listen, do what you want. It's the survival of the fittest. It's eat, drink, and be merry. Whoever dies with the most toys wins. And then when somebody drives their car through a crowd of people, as godless as that is,
yeah,
everybody gets upset. And when they ask the question, how could this happen? This is what happens when you divorce God from marriage, when you evict God from school, and when you throw God out of our courts, and you don't allow his commandments to be posted because that's offensive. Ladies and gentlemen, we have sown to the wind. And America now is reaping the whirlwind, and I don't see it getting better unless there's a revival among God's people, because we have told God to get out, and he's left the building.
As I said in the first portion of the program, that this whole September 23rd thing is based on replacement theology, and we have the church running around with that, and it's craw to beat that. I mean, it's no wonder that the hand of God has slowly but surely been lifting off America.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, America seems to be dying a little bit from within. I think a lot of people felt that with the election of Donald Trump, you know, we were given a lot more time, and in a sense, we may be, at least to get the gospel out. This is not an administration that's hostile to the gospel as the previous one. One was Jack, and that is, of course, encouraging.
I'll say what I'm going to say carefully. I don't want to betray any trust.
Mm-hmm.
I have very dear friends, longtime friends, that are in the White House daily, meeting with key personnel in the Pentagon and at the Capitol. And one of my friends commissioned someone to do a little bit of research of late, and this is what they came back with, Jan, that this is the first time in American history, think of that now, since the days of President Washington, this administration, I'm not deifying Trump, I am not even talking about Trump, but in this administration, there are more Bible studies and prayer meetings taking place in-house than at any other time in recorded American history mm-hmm. since the founding of our country, happening at the Pentagon, CIA, yep. at Homeland Security, mm-hmm. the White House, the Vice President's house. On and on it goes. Jan, I don't know. I'm hoping that maybe God is preparing America for a revival. Mm. I don't know. But this is a bizarre moment for our nation. We've got lawlessness in the streets, and at the same time, we've got the most documented prayer meetings happening
yeah. Yeah.
among administrative staff. What's going on? I don't know. But America, I believe, is on the brink of going one way or the other very big.
A year ago, we were wondering if our ability to be able to preach the gospel yeah. openly was going to be taken away.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is, honestly, this is wonderful, especially for the gospel message. But let's stay focused there, folks.
Amen.
Let's not get off onto the tangents of things that are out of whack and out of context in Scripture that are being forwarded today and floating around and all the videos on the internet that it's so easy to waste so much time there. Let's be focused on the gospel and getting it out to the lost.
Gentlemen, if you would allow me just to make a little commercial here, I need to do that because I want to give a heads up partly to my Twin Cities audience, but really for my national audience. I have had a summer prophecy series all of June, July, and August, as I did last summer. And this summer I happened to rent a Messianic congregation in St. Louis Park, Kehilat Tzar Shalom. And we have had an average attendance as we talk about some of the topics we're covering on this hour, just lots of topics related to the end of days, end of the age, which really end times, because the end of the age is the end of the millennium. But we've had an average attendance of 450 to 500. One night we had close to 600, and that's when Michelle Bachman shared a couple of programs with me on Sunday night. This weekend, if I could just make an announcement, my last class is this weekend, 6:30 p.m., August 27th, and I'm going to be making a DVD that night, titled How the Blessed Hope Became the Blasted Hope, The Attack on Bible Prophecy. And I invite my Twin Cities and surrounding area audiences to attend 6:30 to 8 p.m. Sunday evening, August 27th, no cost. I have had feedback all summer. People are coming, by the way, up to 2 hours driving. Folks wishing their church would address some of the issues that I have addressed this summer and that we're talking about in this hour, that are relevant to the return of the Lord, that are relevant to current events. Dozens of churches are represented. Only one or two will ever make such a reference to some of these issues that we're discussing. This DVD will be available in September, and we have complete sets of CDs available from this summer series. Just call my office for information on that. The CDs even include the audio of the two DVDs that were made. You'll get 11 CDs if you get the whole set. Of particular interest was my 90-minute interview of Michelle Bachman back on July 16th. So that's all in there. Encourage you to look into getting all 11 CDs. And by the way, as I said, some folks drove for hours because they're so hungry for this kind of information. Their pulpits are silent. So this again is Sunday, August the 27th, this weekend, Kehilat Tzar Shalom. It's 28th and Rhode Island. Island in St. Louis Park, 28th and Rhode Island. It's the former Twin City Fellowship. The former Twin City Fellowship Church is now a Messianic congregation that I rented this entire summer. I hope you'll come on out and be part of the audience as we tape this weekend. I'm going to take my second break of the program. When I come back, we're going to expand a little bit the discussion of this September 23rd event, because again, it's groundbreaking, and it's the people who are pushing this phenomenon that's to happen in a month are very passionate about it, and I want to bring back Pastor Billy Crone to talk a little bit more about it. I'm back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away. Don't touch your dial.
We're just a few weeks away from our next Understanding the Times conference. We hope you're planning to join us on October 7. Speakers are coming from all over the nation and from Israel to bring fresh messages about the last days and how the Bible brings us great hope. Be sure to visit the conference webpage at olivetreeviews.org. We're excited to announce 19 more radio stations have just joined our growing group of broadcasters airing Understanding the Times. We welcome the Calvary Radio Network to our Olive Tree Ministries family of stations. They're now helping to bring the gospel across the country by radio and around the globe on the World Wide Web. We praise and thank God for how He's continuing to help us reach into every corner of our culture. As we continue to reach America with the inconvenient truth, would you consider becoming a financial partner in this growing ministry? Your tax-deductible gifts are welcome online at olivetreeviews.org or when you call 763-559-4444. You can write with your gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. Jan, Eric, and Jack will be back in just a moment.
Thanks to all of you who either pray or financially support this radio outreach. If you appreciate the inconvenient truth coming to your neighborhood, would you think about a one-time tax-deductible gift to Olive Tree Ministries? We have served the Christian community across North America and the world for 16 years. This ministry and radio outreach are committed to bringing you news and information you won't find many places. We are also committed to bringing you the good news that Jesus Christ is in charge of a decaying world, and He offers a lifeline of hope to everyone who calls on His name. You can give online at olivetreeviews.org, or you can call 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444, or drop us a note, Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. We have a message about today and tomorrow, because the King is coming back. We just want you to be ready and to know where you will spend eternity.
In today's world, who do you trust for good insight on current events? For that matter, who do you trust for good Bible commentary? America is full of fake news and false teaching. That's why we want to offer you an alternative to both. We are Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, and our main objective is to tell you the truth about current events as they relate to a biblical worldview. Join us each week on this station for a source you can trust.
I've had just about every comment you can think of thrown at me on these issues that are, you know, secondary issues, but used to be that as Christians we would demonstrate our maturity by agreeably disagreeing on secondary issues. That's not been the case. I mean, I've actually, you know, I'll just read some quick comments here from some of the hate mail, I don't know what else you want to call it, people saying that I need to receive God's forgiveness, I'm prideful, I'm having an emotional breakdown, I'm a false accuser, I need to repent, I need to make a public apology, I'm ignorant, I need to pray that I be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man. I'm lame. I've had people say that I'm not even saved. I'm not a brother in Christ. I'm working for Satan.
September 23, 2017 has been the focus of the discussion on today's Understanding the Times Radio. A Las Vegas pastor and friend of this ministry joins our panel now. Billy Crone is here to share his experiences with some of those who support next month's event. Pastor Crone leads Sunrise Baptist Church of Las Vegas. For this final segment, he joins Jack Hibbs, Eric Barger, and Jan Markell. Once again, here's Jan.
And welcome back. And remember, you can get a CD of any program. Become a CD subscriber. We have about 600 subscribers to the program. And the program is always posted to my website on Saturday morning, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. If you send a gift and you're a radio listener, always tell us what station you listen to so we can credit your gift properly. And we're now on, going close to 830 radio stations. We welcome the Calvary Radio Network. That's 19 new stations, part of Calvary Chapel. They joined us last week and going forward. So we're very happy to have 19 new stations. Now, we've been talking this hour about a lot of things, and our time is winding down. And Eric Barger's been in studio with me. We've been talking to Pastor Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Learn lots more by watching Jack and his messages either at the Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills website, or Real Life with Jack Hibbs, reallifewithjackhibbs.com. And I've got a special guest joining us for the closing minutes of the program, because last May, Pastor Billy Crone and I talked for 20 minutes about the phenomenon that is to happen September 23rd. And let's just say we had some pushback and some fallout. And I felt that I wanted to bring Pastor Billy Crone back. Pastor Billy, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jan. It's great to be on.
Listen, from Understanding the Times Radio, you went to other programming. You went to Gary Stearman, Prophecy Watchers. You did some other interviews. You talked about the September 23rd situation. And you were pretty passionate, as you were with me last spring. And again, your point back then was, what do you do with no one knows the day or the hour? You don't set a date. These are some things that they're cardinal rules to those of us who call ourselves evangelical Christians. What's happened to you since last spring?
Boy, how do you even describe it? Frankly, receiving not just hate messages, but hate mail. I've had just about every comment you can think of thrown at me on these issues that are, secondary issues, but used to be that as Christians we would demonstrate our maturity by agreeably disagreeing on secondary issues. That's not been the case. I mean, I've actually, I'll just read some quick comments here from some of the hate mail. I don't know what else you want to call it. People saying that I need to receive God's forgiveness. I'm prideful. I'm having an emotional breakdown. I'm a false accuser. I need to repent. I need to make a public apology. I'm ignorant. I need to pray that I be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man. I'm lame. I have people say that I'm not even saved. I'm not a brother in Christ. I'm working for Satan, the devil. And it's even escalated where you think, well, how did they send me hate mail? Well, not to the ministry, not to the church address. These people actually went down and hunted down my private address and began to post it out there all over the media, making videos and passing it around to their group of individuals, and they began to send the hate mail directly to my house to intimidate me and my family, not only the church. And then on top of that wasn't apparently good enough, with all due respect, then they began to stalk us, and that's currently what's happening as I speak. We have people stalking our premises, taking selfies and posting up on YouTube, not only with a church address, but also at my home address. And it's all to intimidate. It's all to instill fear, all because I disagree with their position on the September 23rd issue.
Jack Hibbs, has anything like this happened before in your ministry career?
It has, and that was in 2008. 2007 and 2008, when we organized the campaign in the state of California to defend the definition of marriage from the Bible. And so that got me on CBS News and Fox News, and then that turned around and generated a lot of very hostile, as Billy was just sharing, very hostile activity. The church was vandalized. Cars in the parking lot were vandalized. Now, for us, out of Los Angeles, I was contacted one Sunday afternoon from the what is known as the Joint Terrorist Task Force. They normally deal with terrorism. But there was so much violence being talked about on the internet between particular individuals, what they were going to do to me, that the JTTF got a hold of me, that resulted in security at my house at times. And for me to actually, they advised me not to go into the West Los Angeles area,
but
until
Jack,
otherwise noticed. So.
Jack, I think that's coming from unbelievers, probably.
That's true. You're right. That's true.
Billy's being attacked by Christians who are set on a theology that's a false theology. of Revelation 12? Go ahead.
I want to jump in right now and say, Jan, you so kindly used the name Christian, okay? I would say, Billy, be thou encouraged, brother, because I don't think that that would be someone who's being led by the Holy Spirit
True.
To do such things. That would be more, I would expect that more from false brethren. I would expect that more of what I read this morning in the book of Acts, where Paul was harassed by those who claimed to be brothers. You know, so this is a bizarre time. We need to be so incredibly doctrinally clear. And I appreciate their passion, but if you don't see it chapter verse, and you've got to read things into it, and if it doesn't come to pass, then maybe, you know, got to go back and check our numbers. You know, that is a teller right there. That should let people know this is not the way the Lord rolls. This is not how he communicates.
You know, the streets are full of anarchy, and this is just acting the same mm-hmm. way as we see the culture act. We shout down the nearest person that we don't agree with and just take it up in such a way. And as Billy said, in the past have learned how to say, well, it's a peripheral issue, so we can just not agree. I don't agree with you, but we'll just not agree and we'll be agreeable about it. But this is people who are supposed or saying they're Christians, supposing to be Christians, acting the same way as the world. And by the way, the worst thing that ever happened to me was I wrote a tract about the rock star, now deceased rock star Prince, called The Prince of Darkness. And it was passed out at a concert at the Tacoma Dome, and I got letters signed in blood and phone calls at 3 a.m. And that was the kind of stuff that I went through there. This is the same kind of thing, but it sounds like it's coming from Christians or people who claim to be. That's what's yeah. shocking to me.
Billy Crone, how are you addressing these folks? And maybe you're not.
Well, what I've learned, Jen, unfortunately, it's just like you're talking to a concrete wall,
okay.
with all due respect. I think, you know, some of the interviews and even with the one that we did with you on this issue, the Christians, true Christians, Christians who really want to know God's word, they were encouraged and they appreciated God's truth. Certainly, you can't set a date, and certainly that's not at all what Revelation 12 is talking about, with all due respect.
Amen.
But the other people who are vehemently displaying this behavior, I've learned, Jen, unfortunately, you just, it's like, don't confuse me with the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to listen. And Pastor Jack, and what you had said about what you went through on the marriage issue, as we know, that's a spiritual issue. But if
right.
you notice, there's a pattern here. That's a spiritual issue. These people probably are not Christians that did what they did to you on that issue. Well, you're getting the same behavior on this issue from people, so I don't know their heart, but I'm going, are you guys even really Christians based on how you're reacting to this? Because that's what non-Christians do. And I think it's a spiritual issue. There's something wild about this that I really think it's not just natural. You're dealing with something spiritual that is behind this element.
That's right.
And also, I would say this, kind of having dealt with this for many months now from these people's behavior, I'm beginning to wonder that if we, the church, do not have our hand in this, i.e. we're a little bit responsible for this, because these people, if you notice, every year they're setting dates, and they've been doing this repeatedly like clockwork for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if we, the church, so to speak, have not created a spoiled child who's gotten his way for several years without much pushback from the church in general for setting dates. And now, on this September 23rd issue, we're basically putting our foot down and saying, no, that is not biblical. Why are we even having this discussion? Everybody knows. Nobody knows the day nor the hour. And you take a look, even at the context of Revelation 12, that's not what it's talking about. But because we said no, and they've had their way for several years, they're reacting like a spoiled child. They're throwing a tantrum. And we have this behavior. And I wonder if part of it is we created the monster because the church has been short on, in love, rebuking these people, even on a basic biblical doctrine that nobody knows the day nor the hour. In fact, one person brought this point up, and I thought, wow, that's such a pretty interesting insight. You know, we know, certainly as prophecy teachers, 2 Timothy 4, Paul talks about that a time's going to come in the last days that what's going to happen in the church. In the church, number one, people are not going to put up with sound doctrine.
Yep.
And they're going to gather around themselves, it says, teachers who are going to tickle their ears. Tickle is kinetho in the Greek, which means only pleasant things. And also it says, but they're going to turn their ears away and turn aside to myths, mythos.
Yeah.
It means stories made up. So put that back in even this context. What's happening today? Could these group of people very well, ironically,
yeah.
be fulfilling even that passage mm-hmm. of Scripture in this context? They're certainly turning away from sound doctrine. That's
right.
not what Revelation 12 means at all. And come on, sound doctrine? Nobody knows the day or the hour. Why are we even, that's sound doctrine. Why are we discussing this? Number two,
yeah.
you're literally turning aside to a story made up, because that's what
right.
it is.
Listen, not only do I agree with you, Pastor Billy, but keep this in mind also, what we've also created. Now, your church hasn't, our church hasn't, but I'm throwing us in there. The church in America, the pastorates in America, the pulpits in America have avoided teaching eschatology.
Yes, amen.
And the vacuum has been filled with lunacy. The vacuum has been filled with what you just said, made up stories and fables. The pulpits need to get back to sound biblical eschatology. And yet we've produced out of many seminaries pastors that were not even taught the prophetic scriptures and eschatology rightly, and so they avoid it. It's like the plague. And that void now has opened up the door to all these other kind of fables.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I am just totally out of time. Pastor Billy Crone, I appreciate your weighing in here, and this is bizarre. I just, look, when we taped last spring, I didn't think you'd come back here end of summer and share such a bizarre story. We are in very, very strange times. We see America being torn apart from within and without, the church being torn apart within and without, things going on around the world that are incredibly troubling. I want to thank you all for sharing with me this hour. Jack Hibbs, I'll give you 20 seconds to wrap things up here.
Well, here's the wrap-up, everybody. Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for our sins. Mine, everyone you hear on this station, all of our sins. He died on the cross and paid that debt. He rose again from the dead for our justification. Faith in him and him alone will transform your life. He will come in and make you a new person. Turn to him, cry out to him, know him. And if you know him, walk with him. Walk with him, because walking with Jesus is the only way to live. It's the only way to die is with Christ. Father, first of all, Lord, we pray right now and surround our brother, Father, with your protection. We pray, as your word says, no weapon formed against your people, your pastor there in that town, Pastor Billy, that you'd protect him. And then, Father, that he'd conduct himself under the influence of the Holy Spirit, that he would, Father, respond to these threats, Lord, as you would. Bless his family, bless his children, Lord God, and Father, we pray that you would be not only his defense, but his provider. Father, that you'd be the very one that would bring peace and comfort from his mouth to his flock and beyond. And Lord, we thank you now, and we ask you, God, for revival in America. Please, Father God, in Jesus' name.
I want to thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us for today's Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Across America and across the World Wide Web, we continue to report current events from a biblical perspective. Every week, this broadcast comes to you at no cost, but it cost us thousands of dollars. As we produce and distribute this program each weekend, would you consider becoming a partner with us? With an ever-changing world, men and women of faith need to keep informed. They need to be aware of current events as viewed through the lens of Scripture. Week after week, Jan Markell brings you a compelling hour of discussion to point out the dangers in today's culture and to bring hope through faith in Jesus Christ. Please consider joining us in this listener-supported ministry as our financial partner. Just write with your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. You can also give online at olivetreeviews.org or when you phone 763-559-4444. 24 hours a day, global updates with a biblical worldview are available at olivetreeviews.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon, and we appreciate your continued prayer support for Jan and her team. Jan Markell returns next week with another program designed to help you understand the times.